What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go ahead and take a phone call right now. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. All these sexual allegations and all this sexual scandal and everything, a part of me wants to say this is nothing more than a diversion away from the narcocracy and Uranium One and Dossier Gate and all this other crap. How can we keep the picture and the focus on the narcocracy and on Uranium One and not let the mainstream and not let that get away from, you know, the forefront of everybody's mind?
But by talking to your friends and family, by emailing people and saying, you know, don't be distracted by this, because the fact of the matter is, again, Congress actually released a list of all the sexual harassment and assaults and all the money they've been paying for like the last 20 years. So this stuff is going on all the time. Only when it becomes useful as a political weapon does it make its way into the corporate media. And you're right, we're being conditized with this. But the corporate media is just going to follow their instructions to keep trying and distract the American people with these tawdry little sex scandals. But it's up to us. It's up to the Rivero's Rangers to keep these topics alive on social media, our mailing lists, and just talking with ordinary people every day, and just say, behind all of this, you know, things are being hidden from you. They're trying to distract you with sex so you're not paying attention to things like the Uranium One sale, the fact that last year's primary definitely was rigged against Bernie Sanders, and this dossier for Donald Trump was paid for by the Clinton campaign, was never verified. They didn't even try to verify it before they leaked it on out to the media.
Yeah, and I don't know if you had seen yesterday with Hillary, but Hillary and the mainstream media was saying, oh, if you launch an investigation into Hillary, this is authoritarian. This is a dictatorship. Well, didn't they launch an investigation into Trump over some messed up allegations that not even, you know, it's like, wait a minute, what planet are you on?
Well, you know, Hillary is definitely hitting the hysterics button here to make comments like that, along with that one to Mother Jones about if I'm charged, terrible things will happen. But it's clear to me that she's feeling the pressure. And she's starting to realize that maybe for the first time in the long history of the Clintons, they're not going to be able to get away with this stuff. And all it's going to take is one crack in the facade, and it's all going to come spilling on out. All the way back to Vince Foster.
Yep, you said it before. You know, she goes down, she's going to drag people down with her. Let it be. Let her spill the guts.
I agree. I agree. Absolutely agree.
I mean, well, you have a great and wonderful day. That was just my question and my comment, and I hope the more it gets, the every day goes by, the more bizarre it gets. Al Franken Al Franken calling in an ethical review on himself. Like, really? Wow.
He didn't really call for it. He just said he was perfectly happy that they were going to do that. But again, the Senate Ethics Committee is where scandals go to be buried and never seen again. All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Getting on back here to the war zones. Obviously, things in Saudi Arabia are moving forward rapidly. And the thing is that Saudi Arabia is dealing with some issues. They're dealing with an economy that got destroyed by that oil price war with Russia. Saudi Arabia is trying to deal with the reality that they may be running out of easily reachable oil to sell. And so there's sort of a finite timeline of the wealth continuing to pour on in. So it looks like Saudi Arabia is trying to position itself as a regional power, and they could ignite a region-wide conflict in the process. Now, a lot of people are scratching their head about why Israel and Saudi Arabia are working together, and a lot of people have been at pains to remind me that the Saudi royal family actually has links back to Israel. But what's really going on here is Saudi Arabia's got huge amounts of money, or they had huge amounts of money, and they know how to use it. But their military has never been all that effective. I mean, if you look at how long they've been stuck in Yemen and not able to make any progress other than inflicting humanitarian harm on the civil population, They need a powerful, well-trained military, and that may be why Crown Prince bin Salman is making overtures to partner with Israel, because Saudi Arabia would like to have a war against Lebanon, but they want Israel's military to do it for them. So that's kind of what's going on over there. Strange alliances, as it were. Speaking of Lebanon, Lebanon is reporting that they are now dealing with a lot of pressure and intimidation efforts to get them to cancel the gas deal they've made with Russia, and basically trying to force Lebanon to give up this joint gas project with Russia. And it says there's this anti-Lebanon, anti-Russia campaign underway. And of course, the oil and gas is a big issue behind all these wars. The U.S. wants all control of the oil and gas, or at least what currency it's sold for. And if Lebanon is going to be developing oil and gas with Russia, you can bet that that oil and gas is going to be sold for either Lebanon's own native currency or for the Russian ruble. And remember, it's having all of the world's resource-rich areas shackled to the dollar that is the penultimate agenda behind all this warmongering. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Iraq forces have liberated the last ISIS-held town, Rawa, near the Syrian border. So ISIS really is pretty much done and gone, except for all those ISIS officers and fighters that were evacuated from Syria by the United States. We don't know where they're being sent to, but I don't think they're being given retirement plans or anything like that. I think probably a lot of them are going to show up in the next countries that the U.S. wants to invade. Remember, they dropped some of them into the Philippines, and the Philippine military got rid of them, possibly with the help of China. We know they're now screaming that ISIS is showing up in Afghanistan to justify the escalation of troops and support into there. But it's becoming a recognizable pattern. Any country the United States wants to invade, they drop ISIS in there first and say, oh, ISIS, war on terror, we can come on in and bomb your country. The State Department has now issued a new assessment on Russia, calling it a threat from the Baltic to the Black Sea. And it's just more of this war propaganda. And apparently they're concerned that Russia has shown the ability to conduct and prepare large-scale exercises, such as the recent West 2017 exercises. And yeah, it is demonstrating a capability to deploy and coordinate large numbers of forces and to do so efficiently. But again, Russia is not the aggressor here. I keep hitting this point over and over again. You don't see Russian weapons on the northern side of our border with Canada or the southern side of our border with Mexico. You don't see Russian aircraft carriers sailing around in the Gulf of Mexico or off the coast of California. The last time there were Russian warships sailing off the coast of America was when Russia sided with the Union against the Confederacy and kept Europe from attacking the United States on behalf of the Confederacy. A little bit of history some of you may not have known here. Now, you know, there's this big NATO drill that they're getting ready to do here. And all of a sudden, Turkey pulled out of it because apparently looking at the maps for the war games, Erdogan's name was used on the enemy chart. And I can understand why Erdogan might be just a little upset over that. So they have now pulled on out. And that puts the possibility of Turkey being a part of NATO very much in doubt. Over in Korea, despite all the talk about our wonderful THAAD system and Patriot and everything else that's going on, the reality is that experts in military hardware are saying it's actually going to be very difficult to intercept and down North Korean missiles. And so the U.S. is embarking on a new program. They got an emergency funding request to Congress trying to find new ways to bring down these missiles like cyber weapons and armed drones. Now, the problem with the cyber weapons is unless you're able to hack into the missile software at its point of manufacture, it's not like these missiles are on the internet. They don't have communication with the outside when they're being used for their primary purpose. During tests, yeah, there are radio links, telemetry, all kinds of things. Some missiles, some advanced missiles, do have radio links. They can be retargeted in the middle of a flight. I think some of the more advanced standards have that capacity in case one missile gets a target and they decide, well, we've got an extra missile, let's send it over here. But for the most part, I don't think North Korea's missiles are going to have any kind of a radio or link that can be hacked into while it's in flight. Trump is apparently talking about adding North Korea to the list of state sponsors of terror next week. And that list has really become a joke because there are so many nations that are on that list that haven't actually been caught engaging in acts of terror. But apparently this is a move to try and outrage North Korea and try and goad them into doing something. But right now, Kim Jong-un is playing it very, very cool. He has not tested any more nuclear weapons. He has not tested any more long-range missiles. He's just sitting still and waiting for the U.S. to burn itself out on the rhetoric. Now, getting on down to Africa, apparently the U.S. now has significantly more troops in Somalia. They've got some 500 troops on the ground. They're denying there's a buildup of forces in the African country. Last time we were in Somalia, didn't really work all that well, if you've ever seen the movie Black Hawk Down. And finally, down in Argentina, apparently one of their military submarines is missing at sea in the South Atlantic. Apparently, it last radioed its position 2 days ago, and so now they've launched a massive search for it. They're hoping it's simply a communication problem. And I am not hopeful, because submarines have more than one radio, even the Argentine submarines. And sometimes they simply vanish after a communication report. That's what happened with the USS Scorpion. When it was coming across the Atlantic, it filed a location report, was never heard from again. And everybody was standing at the docks in the U.S. waiting for the sub to come on in, and it just never came on in. Finally, they were able to locate it, and Bob Ballard actually surveyed the wreckage of the Scorpion and the Thresher as part of the clandestine component of his mission to find the Titanic. A lot of people don't know this, but Ballard was in the Navy, and he was reactivated, and they used the search for the Titanic as a cover story for the missions to go on out and look for the Scorpion and the Thresher and put to rest these hysterical claims that Russia had sunk both of these submarines. In the case of the Scorpion, it was pretty much figured out that there was a defective torpedo battery that could actually activate while the torpedo was still in the submarine, and it would overheat because it didn't have the ocean water flowing by it to cool it, and could lead to a cook-off of the warhead. And in the case of the Thresher, they tried to save a little bit of money by brazing some of the pipe joints instead of outright welds, and one of the brazed joints cut loose, and it sprayed water all over the two electric control panels, which were imprudently located side by side. And so that's what happened to that one, and Ballard sort of figured all of that out, and I actually lost a cousin on the Thresher. So kind of a sensitive issue. And I hope they find these submariners. And I got to tell you, I have a lot of respect for submariners, for anybody who's going to lock themselves in that metal tube. And you would never, ever get me in one of those. I mean, I've been on the tour submarines off the coast here to go down and look at the shipwrecks and everything. But a combat submarine, no, that would not be my idea of fun. So let's talk about the economic news here. And as you know, we're less than a week away from Thanksgiving. There's going to be the Thanksgiving holiday and Black Friday and the start of the holiday shopping season. And actually, Claire and I, we already got most of ours done. Not that we had much of a budget, but we had to buy the stuff for the children at the local Toys R Us because we don't know when they're going to close. And they're already starting to run out of stuff because a lot of their suppliers are not sending any more inventory out of concern that they're not going to get paid. So we had to get that out of the way. But there's a very disturbing article out of CNBC on how an alarming number of American shoppers are still paying off the debts from last Christmas. You go on, you know, if you're a good Christian and you're a good holiday spirit and you love your family, you'll max out the plastic and buy those Hickory Farms boxes of preservative-loaded cheese and meat or whatever it is you're going to be doing this year. And that's really kind of a terrible way to be doing that. I mean, you can get in a situation where you're going to be paying off the debt on something that you bought long after the item that you bought has burned out, worn out, and been thrown away. And that really isn't the way to go. Stick to cash, have a budget. 27% of people surveyed in this study admit they don't have a budget. They just grab all the money and grab all the plastic and they go to the malls and they get a rush just, you know, for once in the year being able to just buy whatever you you get an impulse to buy. And it is a rush, I'll admit that. But you got to be very, very careful because Christmas, as it's handled in this country, in fact, all the holidays, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, it's just marketing and marketing and marketing. And I learned that many, many years ago when I was working on a film project in Munich, Germany, and I got to experience Christmas at the Marienplatz. And I'm sure today with all the refugees and everything that's gone on in that wonderful romantic feeling may not be there anymore. But it really felt like I had always thought Christmas was supposed to be based on what I read in books, as opposed to this, you know, it's Christmas time. Buy, 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 buy. Remember Tom Lehrer's Christmas Carol? You got to hunt that one down. It's on YouTube. Getting on back to Toys R Us, even though they are in bankruptcy, Toys R Us has asked the bankruptcy court for permission to pay $16 million in bonuses to its top executives, assuming that they can hit some financial targets during the upcoming holiday shopping season. So they're literally betting that they're going to make a bunch of money over Christmas. And they probably will get a surge. The problem is too many retailers literally bet their entire year on that holiday shopping season. They expect to make one-third of their money in that last month of the year. And it's been falling short for the last several years now because people just don't have a lot of money. And more people very wisely and prudently don't want to go to those credit cards with the high interest rates. So we'll see what happens there. Now, article over an Investment Watch blog, Fed admits negative interest rates must be implemented by all central banks to prevent collapse. In other words, they're going to pay you to borrow the money. And I imagine that's going to be very attractive for people on Wall Street so that they can play with the stock market some more. But I think for ordinary people like you and I, we don't want to borrow money. We're not sure we can pay it back. And that's the difference between Wall Street, Washington, D.C.'s axis of greed and the rest of us. Washington will borrow money like crazy, so will Wall Street. Ordinary people, we don't want to borrow any more money. If we're not sure we can pay it back, we don't want to borrow. And that really is a better way to think about it. Now, Volkswagen has announced they're going to make a big push into electric cars. They're going to invest around $40 billion with a B over the next 5 years to develop new electric vehicles, self-driving cars, and an Uber-like mobility app services. And they're even talking about robot taxi services. So they're making a big push to develop some new technologies that are going to be out there. And it will be interesting to see if it works and if they can make it work. It may help the revolution. Remember, there have been some breakthroughs now in the lithium batteries used to power electric cars where they won't explode on you and they're much, much, much faster to charge. And that was the last major roadblock to the electric car, was the charging time. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And getting on over to Europe and the refugee crisis. According to the World Economic Forum Global Agenda Council on Migration, according to the chairman, Dr. Khalid Khosr, MBE, mass Muslim migration makes Europe more secure. And I don't know what drugs he's on, because Europe is not more secure. There's been skyrocketing rates of rape, gang violence, crime in general. It's not secure at all. This guy saying so won't make it so. Another place that the refugee policy has backfired is Germany, because their homeless population is exploding. And they basically had a one-third growth of people living rough in the last 2 years. Something like today, on 2017, something like 65,000-70,000 people living on the German streets. When I was in Germany, you just didn't see that. one of the big problems that's happening all across Europe and even here in America is this huge influx of the refugees is causing a housing shortage, which is driving up rents and housing prices. Now, there was a roundup of the MS-13 gang members here in the United States. And MS-13, these are bad hombres. They're running drugs. They have a big thing for tattoos all over their bodies like the Yakuza did. And just do a web search on MS-13 and you'll see what these people are like. Apparently, one-third of all of these arrested MS-13 gangsters were invited into the United States by President Barack Obama's unaccompanied alien children policy. And remember, even when it was going on, they were saying, these aren't children. You know, these are adult men coming into this program, and they're gang members. Maybe they're working with the CIA to sell the CIA's cocaine and heroin on the streets. Now, apparently, in Great Britain, new migrants have made up 90% of new households over the past decade. That's how much they're pouring on in. Now, over in France, Macron is blaming the rise of Islamic radicalism because the French Republic has resigned. And he's basically saying that it's really the fault of France that this is happening. That if France was being French, the Muslims would come on in and there wouldn't be any problems. They're really starting to grasp at straws trying to negate the negative impact of this open borders policy. Now, over in Great Britain, Theresa May, who has now backed off her claims that Russia caused Brexit and so forth and so on, is now asking the EU to respond positively to her current proposals for the Brexit. And meanwhile, much of her opposition is saying there shouldn't be a deal. There shouldn't be a divorce payment. There's nothing about that in the EU charter. Let's just leave. Meanwhile, Ireland is saying that they will block progress on the Brexit negotiations with the EU unless Great Britain gives a formal written guarantee that there will be no hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. So that's another wild card factor out there as well. Story coming on out from the Truth News. EU elite planning to blame the coming financial crisis on Brexit. We didn't mismanage, the money. It's not the fault of the private central bank. It's Brexit. Brexit has caused the global crash. It's all their fault, those people who voted for Brexit. Go hate them. Don't hate us. Hate them. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Rather interesting little story that appeared in the Daily Sheeple, where apparently over in Sweden there's a social media campaign pressuring Sweden to adopt a Turkish-style flag due to Islam's rapid growth in the country. And there's a petition out there asking Sweden's prime minister to do away with the current offensive flag. Now, I got an email from somebody who says that actually take the story with a grain of salt. It's not getting that much support over there. But again, it underscores that the current open borders migrants do not want to assimilate into their new homes, which has normally been the pattern for much of history. When you go to another country, you learn their language, you learn their laws, you learn their customs. You know, in your own home, you can be what you were in your old country, use your old language. Teddy Roosevelt said it perfectly. If you want to come to the United States of America, you're welcome. But understand, this is the United States of America. We have a language here, English. We have laws that must be obeyed. All right, let's take a phone call. Clay in Alabama, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, about Judge Moore, you know,
yes.
he may not be an angel, but I predict he's going to win by a shocking landslide. In large part because the Republican Party has turned against him. They've cut off the financing, and they're even threatening not to let him be seated if he wins. So I think the Republicans shot themselves in the foot more than they've hurt Roy Moore.
I would tend to agree, because especially with this yearbook signature now discredited. And as I said before, if you have real evidence that Moore did these things 30 years ago, you don't dare put something faked in there, because if it's discovered, it will discredit everything else. So if we've got fakery and fraud here with this yearbook signature, then it means basically everything that was being hurled at Moore was a fraud. And remember, they tried exactly the same thing with Donald Trump, and it didn't work. And I think the people of Alabama are probably recognizing that this is a classic political smear job, precisely because it was used against Donald Trump. And I think you're probably right. Unless there's massive election fraud, I think Moore is going to win. And if the Senate refuses to seat him, you're right. The GOP is shooting itself in the foot, and that means a Democratic Congress next year.
Well, let's hope not, but... I think this whole deal, the whole government, is putting smut on its own face more than the people they're attacking. I think a mistake they're making is they think every average American is just stupid, or they wouldn't be an average American. You know, that they'd be in government or be a billionaire or something. I think they've just misjudged big time.
I think they really have, and again, it's because so many of them have been playing the game this way for all their lives, and they don't understand the environment has changed around them. The general population are skeptical. They don't trust politicians as a class now, and people have a natural sympathy for somebody that they see is definitely being a victim of nefarious actions. And Moore is an outsider. And what's really amazing is to see all these Republicans with the balance between GOP and Democrats in the Senate so close, they're willing to give away a Senate seat to a Democrat just to not have Judge Roy Moore in the chamber. And you have to wonder what's going on. What engendered that kind of hate? Is this simply Mitch McConnell's revenge? Even McCain is out there. And the net result is they're reducing their own power in the Senate.
Well, they're exposing themselves for what they are.
And, yes.
It's not just Republicans. It's not just Democrats. That whole crowd up there, they're a little group. They feel like anybody outside their circle is insignificant and stupid. Because if they weren't stupid, they'd be inside their circle. So I think.
Well, I think it has more to do with, like, you know, the corruption. If you're willing to be corrupt, you're inside our club. If you have these antiquated ideas of morality and ethics, we don't want you around here because you're going to spoil the party. I mean, the moral and the immoral are mutually exclusive societies. Neither one tolerates the presence of the other. And that means once a government starts to go corrupt, it's very quickly going to go all the way corrupt.
Well, it seems to me, if you study history a little bit, in the end, eventually, all governments fall to corruption, fail because of corruption. Oftentimes,
Yes. Sometimes
they get overrun by a powerful enemy, more powerful enemy, which is more powerful because their government is so corrupt. I mean, your government is so corrupt.
We saw that with Rome.
It can't even defend the country anymore.
We saw it with Rome. We saw it with the former Soviet Union.
I think we're close to that. Sure, Dan. Thank you for taking my call.
I you got it. And get out there and vote for Roy Moore on Election Day. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Lenny in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike, I would like to speak to what you said before the caller from Alabama called in about the Swedes and the pushing of an Islamic flag in the country of Sweden. And you said that it underscores, you know, the thinking of some people when they enter other people's country. I beg to differ. It underscores the non-thinking of the Swedes and the fact that it is their country, and it just may be worth fighting for. Okay, and also pertaining to as far as the people who are pushing the so-called Islamic flag and making the Swedes feel guilty about it, I guarantee you they're not Islamic at all. I guarantee you it's that band of people who are looking to miscegenate Europe, and they're not Islamic. The so-called Muslims are nothing but the scapegoat of these people's doing.
Well, again, we did get a reader's email saying that the reality is that this is not going to go anywhere, that the Swedish people are not sympathetic to this idea at all. Again, we're seeing all these indications of an agenda to try and erase our sense of national identity or regional cultural history. Look at that situation that happened over in Poland, where they had 60,000 people marched in a nationalism rally. And it was being denounced all over the world. Oh, what do you mean nationalism? Oh, you shouldn't be thinking that way at all. We had that story a few days ago where John McCain was addressing the cadets at one of the military academies, and he's literally up there saying, don't make America great. Don't put America first. You've got to start thinking about how we're going to merge with Europe and everything. And so they're pushing this whole globalist New World Order idea. The people are starting to push on back because they look at what's happened in the European Union and realize that it is a raw deal, that it means a lowered standard of living, less security at home, along with all this political correctness that you can't say or do anything that might offend any of the dozen or so new ethnic groups that are now in your neighborhood.
Yeah, and like I said, the reason these ethnic groups are stuck there, the same reason the blacks, whites, Mexican, Asian here in America are being put in each other's throats. The band of thieves know who they are. They've stolen everything and can't steal no more, and they're afraid that the people are going to come after them. The Swedes wouldn't be any different. Okay, so what I'm saying is that if you look at the lowest form of animal, you cannot use one form of animal or mammal to misogynate another one. They have sense enough to know this. The only ones who can be convinced of this is the so-called human being.
Well, yeah, you're right, again, it's divide and conquer. The reason our government is trying to turn blacks against white. Same reason back in the 1960s, to prevent us from uniting against the real threat to our way of life, which is that federal government.
Ryan, let me just say this. I know how it's going to come out and it's going to offend some people, but I'm with the polls all the way. Thank you very much.
Yes, me too. Me too. I absolutely agree with you. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, turning to Germany, Angela Merkel has missed her own deadline to form a coalition government. It's been 2 months since Germany's election. They can't form a government, and now they're looking at a new election. And Angela Merkel may be on her way out, because even though her party won the election, it was by a slim margin. And during the weeks leading up to the election, Angela Merkel appeared to be softening her position on the open borders and saying, well, maybe there needs to be controls and maybe we need to rethink this. And then, of course, after she won the election, she went right back to the hard line. The borders will stay open. Get used to the refugees. They're good for you. They're good for our economy. A few thousand raped girls is no reason to reverse policy on this thing. So I think if there is a new election, she's going to do even worse, and she might find herself out the door, because that issue of the open borders is why she can't form a coalition. The other two parties that she is dealing with primarily are all saying it's time to close the borders and get this situation under control. Now, Spain has issued European arrest warrants for the Catalan independence leaders. Some of them are already arrested and in jail, which has triggered massive protests across Catalonia. And it doesn't look like that's really settling down. too much. Now, as you know, the World Anti-Doping Agency has just declared by fiat that Russia remains non-compliant with its code. Russia is saying that the earlier claims of doping that kicked Russian athletes out of some of the events of the last Olympics and completely out of the Paralympics were fraudulent, and they've even pointed the finger of blame at the CIA. But the World Anti-Doping Agency is saying Russia is non-compliant, which raises the possibility that Russia will be banned from the upcoming Winter Olympics in South Korea. And Russian TV is basically saying that if Russia is discriminated against in this way, they're not going to carry the Olympics at all inside Russia on any of the Russian TV. Let's take a phone call. Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
I'll tell you what. I have to agree with an earlier call you had about the aspect of regarding, Roy Moore and the whole distract scenario and so on ad nauseum, because it just sounds so typical if you really think about it. So
okay.
Distract from one hand with another hand as to what's really going on. Now, I have a quick question for you as to your train of thought of how you would deal with this. you find out, now this is just an example for you,
okay.
In light of what's been going on across the U.S. with various shootings of this and shootings of that and, you know, the whole nine yards, as it were, ad nauseum, and you go to a nearby theater, and they decide they want to check out your bags and all that stuff because, well, we want to make sure that there's enough space for folks and all that, as well as we want to make sure for your security and all that, that you have nothing funky in your bags besides, like, say, your knitting needles or something, or yarn you were playing with besides your handbag. And you've never had to experience that before. And so you call up the management and inquire about what the story is with that. Being that when you go into the theater, there's no issue with space and all that since it's tucked between your feet before the viewing is done. Now, there's two possible options. You can either go there and allow them to go and possibly go through and say, okay, we're going to make sure that's yarn you got, we're going to make sure that's the needles you got, we're going to make sure that what you say is in your knitting bag is what you really got in there. Or, and basically go through that just to go to see a film, which is totally absurd in light of all this other garbage that's been going on that they're using as an excuse. Or, secondly, basically boycott the bloody theater, and whoever happens to ask where you saw the film, tell them, well, I would have seen it at this theater, but since they treat you like a criminal and want to search whatever you have with you because they're afraid you're going to do something stupid or whatever, or silly, or who knows what, even though you're you're past a certain age range.
Okay, Francis, I want to cut you off because we're coming up on a commercial break. First of all, you can't actually kill people with a knitting needle, so that may have not been the best example. But you're right. I would do the boycott. And the last time Claire and I were in Southern California, we decided we were going to go visit Disneyland because we hadn't been there for a decade. And we got there, and all the new post 9/11 security was there with the metal detectors and everything, which I was okay with. But yeah, there was this huge long line of people going past this table, and the security people were just going through all the purses and camera bags and everything. And I turned to Claire and I said, "I'm not going to do this, and I'm not carrying anything other than a camera." But you know, going through this security check is going to completely destroy, you know, my happy feeling about being at Disneyland. And we literally turned around and we walked. We never went into the park that day. We never bought our tickets, and probably will never go back there again as long as that kind of attitude is there. And it's not because I'm a criminal or a terrorist. It's because I'm a private person, and I do not want to be treated like a criminal when I am not, in fact, a criminal.
You're nailing it. You're nailing it.
Yeah.
As I explained to the theater management, I told them, I said, listen, at my age, I mean, come on. You're talking about throwing common sense out of the bloody window over some, shall we say, falsely set up scenarios where apparently some people did get hurt or whatever, or lost their life, whatever the case might be. and so forth. But, I mean, you're talking about in a neighborhood where everybody just about knows everybody else. How do you have a situation like that carry over? You don't. I mean, this is purely ridiculous. So the only thing I'm resolved to is basically boycotting the theater and just, if someone asked me, like I said before, say, no, I wouldn't go there because, well, quite frankly, they're unfriendly to knitters. And that's all there is to
well,
it.
Well,
you
want to
knit?
You know,
go somewhere else.
Basically, Claire and I, we don't go to theaters anymore for a variety of reasons. We're willing to wait the extra couple of months until the movies come on cable because then we're comfortable in our own home. Certainly the food that we have here is a lot healthier for us than what they sell at those theater snack bars. But, you know, we've grown out of that age where we have to see the movie as soon as it comes on out. In fact, we're perfectly willing to see, let other people see the movie and then say, boy, this one really is terrible. And then we don't waste our time on it. Okay.
Yeah.
We got to take a break for commercials. Francis, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire. And apparently over in Washington State, there is a U.S. Navy pilot, F-18 pilot, who's in a lot of trouble because apparently after taking off from Whidbey Island Air Station yesterday, he basically used the contrail from his jet to draw a male anatomical member in the skies high over Washington State. So, again, is this who you want to go into combat with? On a more serious situation, as you know, Wolfgang Halbig is being sued by a reported father of one of the Sandy Hook students and is basically trying to drive Halbig out of business and shut him up and silence him. But so far, it looks like the judge is ruling more or less in favor of Halbig. And apparently Posner wanted to punish Halbig with a hold in contempt for recording a previous court hearing, which, by the way, is perfectly legal under the laws of the state of Florida. And the plaintiff was trying to sue Halbig over posting the plaintiff's already public information, which is not a crime. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thank you. The 1%, I think they know that no one can afford their products anymore. I don't think the money junkies whose brains have been so distorted, I don't think they need an independent buying public to be rich. And their whole idea is to create addicts. And dependence, addicts through drugs, dependence through debt, because their goal, which is not going to work, by the way, is that 1%, they want to get rich on the back of a working class whose wages are paying for all the stuff they want us to buy, all the designated houses and automobiles, is all going to come out of their wages. In other words, we're going to be a nation that is what they would like us to be. These corporations will narrow our choices.
Yeah, but there's a problem. There's a problem, whether it's people not having enough money to buy goods at shopping malls, or people not having enough money to pay their debts, or people not having enough money even to be drug addicts. All of these plans fall apart unless the working and middle-class people have got decent jobs that pay decent wages and salaries so that they've got the money to buy whatever it is the money junkies want to sell us. If we can't buy anything, whether it's illegal drugs or a flat panel TV set, then the money junkies don't have any more money coming on in, and that's their problem. Their mental they can't appreciate the money they already have. They only get that cocaine-like thrill when another big chunk comes on in, and that's the psychology of what's going on and why these money junkies are as dangerous to society as they are.
Yeah. But Mike, they don't want us to be the owners of businesses. They want us just to be employees. But it's not going to work.
They want to bring back.
They'll give us the jobs and the houses, and we pay out.
No, they won't.
Our wages.
No, if they had the jobs to give us, they would have given them to us by now. Anyway, we got to let you go for station identification, and we'll be back with Claire after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens.
Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.